Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord, we ask that you will look down on us right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you will forgive our sins and forgive our shortcomings, Lord. We're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you will intervene right now and that you will bless us on this radio broadcast, Lord. Bless every listener, oh, my God, in a special way, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know our needs, and you know everything about us, oh, God. We call on you right now, Lord, for divine intervention. We call on you, Lord, for healing and for deliverance. Lord, be merciful right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move by your powers, oh, Lord Jesus, and send your anointing right now, God. Destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Lord God, cover us under your blood and keep us in your protection. We're depending on you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we need you to help us, oh, Lord God. Please, Lord, stop by just a little while and bless us, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord God, on the dying souls of men. I pray, Lord, that you will touch somebody's heart.
Yes,
that you will move on them right now, Lord, that you will prick their heart to repentance and cause them, Lord, to turn their lives over to you in the name of Jesus. Lord,
yes, Lord,
I pray
Jesus.
That you will go into the jail cells, those who are incarcerated, those who are on death row. Lord, please give them a chance to repent of their sins in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will save them, Jesus. Deliver their souls, oh, my God. Have mercy, oh, Lord Jesus.
Have mercy,
in
oh,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Be merciful, Lord. We need your
Lord.
Mercy, and we need your grace. And we're asking you, Lord, to be with us on this evening. Lord,
Lord.
We need you, Jesus. We need that assurance. We need encouragement. We need you, Lord, to uplift us, oh, God, to lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord God, bless abundantly. Bless
us, Lord,
according to your holy will. And, Lord, let your will be done in our lives and have
your
eternal way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, not our will, but let your holy will be done. And we pray for those who are on the prayer list all the way around the world, Lord. And I pray, God, that you will look on everyone whose name is written on the prayer list and those, oh, God, who are represented in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, a special prayer that you will grant them their petition and let it be done according to your will, that you will manifest
Lord.
Your powers, oh, Lord, that you will make yourself known to those who don't know you in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Be merciful, Lord, and have mercy on us. Have your way, God. Let
your
will be done. Lord, we give you thanks, and we bless your
Lord.
Holy name. We thank
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
For just being patient with us. We thank
you,
Lord, for blessing us, though we don't deserve anything from you. We thank you, Lord, for being gracious.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus,
thank
Lord, we
thank
you for everything
Lord,
done,
name,
Lord
Jesus.
God. We thank you for what you're doing
Lord.
Even right now. Thank you, oh, Lord, for
oh,
what
Lord,
you're about
thank
to do.
You,
we thank you, Lord,
thank
for even
Jesus.
Keeping us
thank you,
during this pandemic, Lord Jesus. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Oh,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for staying
thank
ahead.
You, Jesus.
Yes, for giving us
yes,
a little
Lord.
More time,
Lord
yes, God,
Lord.
And help us to do your will.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, help us,
oh, Lord.
To be obedient and to keep your commandments. Oh,
Lord, yes,
have
Lord.
Your way. Take
have
control of our lives. Let it be done according to your will. All things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God
yes,
for prayer. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Somebody knows that prayer works.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just thank the Lord for one more time allowing us to come on this broadcast. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen, is Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Our headquarters church is the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, and that's located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Our Pastor Jackson, he's the president and Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. Our Vice President and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. He is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for blessing us and for giving us such a great ministry. And
yes,
I just
Lord.
Thank the Lord, because God is a mighty God. And all before, I haven't mentioned, but I thank God for our late General Overseer. And this work, I believe, is an extension of his obedience to God. The Lord blessed us so greatly with a leader who obeyed the Lord and did the will of God. And I just thank God for him and for the Lord loaning him to us for the time that he was with us. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God, because God is yet doing great and mighty things. And so, again, we would like to welcome you to the show on this evening. And joining me once again is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond from the Headquarters Church. And also on tonight, I have someone else that I would like to introduce to you, and that is our sister from one of our churches down in the South, and that's Sister Danita Hoges. She is our chair lady of our Women's Day. Praise the Lord, and she will be joining us on tonight. And at this time, I would like for her to come on and give a selection, and then she will read scripture and also give a testimony. Sister Danita.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for being here. We're going to attempt to sing this song. It's called I Worship You. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and I find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and I find there is none, and I find there is none, and I find there is none like you. Praise the
Lord.
Thank God that truly there is none like the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we want to read our opening scripture from Psalms 27, beginning with verse 1. Our opening devotional scripture will be taken from Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. For will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy? I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of Psalms 27, verses 1 through the 6th verse. And I'd like to thank God for being here. I count it an honor and a privilege to be in the land of the living. I thank God for how he's kept me, how he's protected me, not me alone, but even my family, how he shielded us from evil, how he's keeping us during this pandemic time. We know that the Lord is a keeper for both body, mind, and soul. We cannot keep ourselves. And even in this pandemic time, I thank God for being a waymaker and a provider. He has proven himself and has provided a way for us to have things that we have need of. I just give God the glory, for God is doing a great thing. Even in this time, I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for how he's blessing and keeping us. I even thank God for how he's converted me and sanctified me, giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I do give honor to the host of the show tonight, you know, our co-host, Evangelist Maybelle. I just thank God for what he's doing, giving God all the glory and the honor that's due unto his name. Pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity. I enjoy the word of God and the prayer and the song. I tell you, God is a good God. As was already forestated, God made a way, even in this time of pandemic. I tell you, the Bible said, David said in his word, he said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I could be a witness to that. God is good. He's a provider, and he always makes the way that we may be able to bear whatever is going on in our lives. He's a way of escape. We can go to Jesus, and he is our helper. He is our aid. And the psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He said, whom shall I fear? We don't have to fear anyone because the Lord is our salvation and he is our light. He lights our path so that we can see how to get through the test, how to get through the trial, the Lord will lead us on. We
Amen.
Acknowledge him and we thank him for all that he's doing for this broadcast, which has been a great blessing to my soul and strength for me in the time of weakness. And I just thank God for it. I thank God for the evangelist, Hameen, how she has a mind to do the will of God, and I'm thankful for that. I'm here to help and encourage her to go on and let the Lord have his way in her life. And let us continue to look to the Lord, for he is our help, he is our strength,
Amen.
And he is our salvation. Thank God for all things. I thank God for Sister Danita being on the line with us. Beautiful selection.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to keep singing for the Lord and let
Amen.
The Lord have his way in your life. Whichever way the Lord leads you, that's the way you go. Let
Amen.
Him have his way in your life.
Amen.
God bless you. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God also for that beautiful selection, for the beautiful scripture, and
Amen.
Also the invitations coming through Evangelist May. I just thank God because God
Amen.
Is doing something wonderful. And
yes,
one thing that I am learning is that we're going to have to really press our way because
yes.
we try to do a work for God. The
yes.
enemies rise up and try to put
mm-hmm.
a chalk in the wheel.
Yes, yes,
and I'm
yes.
I'm reminded of our late General Church mother, Mother Barbara Johnson.
Yes.
She would sing a song. And this song was unto the Lord, saying, Satan don't want me to praise you, but I am. Hallelujah.
But I am.
Praise be to God. He don't
Amen.
Want me to tell just how good you are.
Amen.
Satan don't want me to praise you, but I am. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. And that's the way it is when we start doing a work for God. Just look
yes.
out because the adversary is going to rise up.
Amen.
Right in your own home.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yes.
He'll just pop up and try to throw you off track, try to get
Amen.
You to do the Lord's will. They throw up hands and turn back. But these
yes.
days, we ought to press our way like never before.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because we need to redeem the time. Because the days are short.
Amen.
And whatever you're going to do for the Lord, I encourage you to get in a hurry and do it now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the time is truly going by very fast. The days just seem to speed up more and
yes.
more. And
yes.
it's just a sign of the times that we're living in. And
Amen.
Again, if you're going to do anything for the Lord, this is the time now. If it's been on your
yes.
mind and it just won't seem to go away, you need to go
All
ahead
right.
on and do what God is giving you to do. Because
All
see,
right.
when God gets ready, we have to move.
Amen.
Right then and there, when God is ready, we have to move.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God because we have nothing to fear. The Lord truly is our light and our salvation, and we don't have to be afraid.
Amen.
We're doing the work for the Lord, and we may have some uncertainties, but if we trust in the Lord, he will
yes.
surely lead and guide us. He will direct us.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about anything. So, get on up. If you're sitting on the do-nothing seat, get up off the do-nothing seat and get busy
yes.
for the Lord.
Amen.
This evening, our title of this show is The Great I Am.
All right.
And I did preach this message last month for our National Pentecostal Minister Alliance meeting, but I feel led to go ahead and preach it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get ready to turn to the Word of God. And I ask that you will
put your minds on the Lord and turn your hearts toward the Lord to hear from him. And also, I ask you to pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes. And I would like to invite your attention to 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 11. And then Exodus, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 21. Now, try to get through these scriptures, if it be the Lord's will. But we'll start with 1 Peter 5, 6 through 11. And it reads, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Yes.
But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
Yes.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I just want to stop right there for the time being and just remind you how important it is for us to be humble. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he is the one who will exalt us in due time. If we set ourselves up, we're going to be brought down.
Yes.
But if we humble ourselves, then the Lord will exalt us. Praise
Amen. Him.
And so I encourage you to humble yourself and obey the work, the will of the Lord. Do whatever God has given you to do, and he will take you places that no one can remove you from. The
Amen.
Lord is the one who does the exalting. Amen.
Amen.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And in Exodus, where we'll see that sometimes people think that they are more than what they are. And we come to realize that we are not anything in the sight of God except what he makes us.
Amen.
And we find out exactly who is in charge. God
yes.
Almighty. He is
Amen.
The great I am.
Yes.
Go on to Exodus, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 21, to read, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. He humbled himself. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, Am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Amen. God bless the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. The children of Israel, they were bound up in Egypt, over 420 years. And during that time, somebody was crying out to God. Somebody praying and asking God for deliverance. They were down in Egypt under hard taskmasters. And they wanted to be free to go and serve the Lord.
Yes. So
in serving the Lord, we really have to fight our way, because there is a spiritual warfare that is going on.
Yes.
Some people choose not to believe that, but there is a spiritual warfare going on, trying to stop us, trying to oppress us, trying to burden us down, and destroy us. Hallelujah. But if we keep on crying out to the Lord, I believe that he will surely hear our cry. He did for the children of Israel. He will come down and deliver us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With a strong and a mighty hand. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Because he is everything to us. He,
yes,
is our battle axe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is our shelter. Glory be to God. And we don't have to want for anything, because God is the great I am. And
all right.
We need him to be. Surely he is that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you can think of all kinds of things that you need him to be to you.
Yes.
And he's all of that and a whole lot more.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. This is his name forever. Glory be to God.
Thank
he
you,
sent
Jesus.
The angel to visit Moses.
Yes.
While Moses was taking care of his father-in-law's flock. He saw this burning bush, and the bush just kept on burning. And it burned, and the bush just never burned up. So this was a wonder to him. He began to investigate. He got a little closer. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But God saw him approaching and called out, told him not to draw nigh, but to put off his shoes, hallelujah, for the place whereon he was standing was holy ground. The Spirit of the Lord was in that place. The whole place was so holy, glory, hallelujah, that God commanded Moses to take off his shoes. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so Moses took off his shoes, and God began to speak to him. He introduced himself. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Made himself known. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. The
yes,
Lord,
Lord
just began to let him know who he was. He said, I am the God
yes.
of thy father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Maybe Moses was not aware God of his father. Oh, but God made it known and made it plain. He's a God of Abraham,
yes,
the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Moses began to hide his face because he was afraid to look upon God.
Amen.
He was so humble. He was so meek. He was so lowly. He hid his face. Thank
yes.
you, Lord Jesus. And the Lord said, surely I have seen the affliction of my people. So what we're going through, God can see it. He can hear the things that are being said to us. He can
yes.
see the things that are being done to us. He
Amen.
Knows about the doors that are shut in our faces. He
yes,
is aware of all of our sorrows.
Yes, thank you,
He's acquainted with all of our grief. Thank you.
Preach it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All we have to do is be patient and wait on him. Never give up, but keep on praying, keep on believing, and keep on trusting in the Lord. Glory
Amen.
Be to God, and he surely will come down to deliver us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, because he is, God is, the great I am. And he came down into Egypt. He made a holy visitation, a
Amen.
Special visit for his people. Oh, hallelujah. And no one can stop the hand of God. And so God began to give Moses a work to do.
Yes.
And he commanded Moses to go on and face Pharaoh.
Yes.
And I can understand that Moses, he didn't want to go and face Pharaoh.
Amen.
You can face anything and anybody because the Lord is on your side.
Amen.
Without the Lord on your side, I can see where you might be afraid. Praise
yes.
the Lord. But with God on your side, you have nothing to fear. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
So then Moses, he did humble himself.
Yes.
And he began to call the elders of the children of Israel.
Yes.
And he told them what the Lord had said.
Yes.
So, but God gave Moses some very specific instruction.
Amen.
And when Moses questioned God about who should I say sent me, because no doubt he knew people were going to be asked. And that's
Amen.
How people are. They have a lot of questions. They want to know
yes.
this. They want to know that. Praise the Lord. And we're not going to know everything.
Amen.
But if we are humble enough to receive
yes.
what God is giving us, we
yes.
will surely be blessed. We
Amen.
Can be delivered. We can be
Amen.
Blessed. Thank you, Jesus. But God had equipped Moses, amen, so that he would have the answers to the questions. And so God let him know to tell them, I am. Thank you, Jesus. And Moses did exactly as God gave him to do.
Amen.
Get off track when we try to do it a different way.
That's
but
right.
Just do
Amen.
It just like the Lord gives, however the
Amen.
Lord instructs, whether it be a little or a lot. Just do
yes.
exactly what God commands you to do.
And
that's
Amen.
It. Don't add to it. And don't take anything away from it. And
That's
God
right.
will prove himself. God
yes, he will.
Will move in a great and a mighty way. God will let everyone see that he is with you and that he
yes.
is on your side. And you don't even mm-hmm. have to say anything, but God will just represent on your behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Moses, even before he got to Pharaoh, God was already there.
Amen.
God prepared Moses. He told him that he was sure Pharaoh was not going to let them go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And that's how the enemy is when he gets his grip in you. He will not let go easily.
Amen.
God will come in. And he will loose your bond.
Yes, Lord.
He will make you free. Thank you.
Amen.
So Moses went to Pharaoh and inquired of him to let them go. Oh, hallelujah. And he did exactly what God said he would do. He would not let them go. But by a mighty hand, God began
yes.
to move. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
God began to send plagues to the Egyptians with all of his wonders. Hallelujah. And while all of this was going on, the Egyptians, they endured so many things. And even all that they had endured, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he still wouldn't let God's people go. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But
yes,
God,
Lord,
he began to move,
mm-hmm.
and he stretched out his hand. And on the last plague, thank you, Jesus, God began to let everyone know, limited to the Egyptians, but all the way around the world, exactly who is in charge. Thank
Amen.
You. Hallelujah. Exactly who is in control.
Yes.
And when God gets ready, we have to move.
Amen.
Ready or not, we
yes.
have to move. Oh, glory to God.
Yes,
to the Lord. When he moved in that last plague, thank you, Jesus, he had prepared the children of Israel so that they wouldn't be destroyed.
Amen.
And they put the blood over their doorposts and on the side. Thank you, Jesus. And when God sent the death angel to come through, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had that token and that seal, that covering to them from the plague. And yes, they endured these plagues, in a sense, along
yes.
with the Egyptians.
Amen.
But they were not destroyed. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That was a promise from God.
Yes.
And so way over in the midnight hour, when the death angel came down, thank you, Jesus, and passed through Egypt. Oh, my Lord Jesus, the firstborn of every Egyptian passed away, died. They were
yes.
taken. Oh, glory to God. And when the Lord saw the blood on the houses of the Israelites, he spared them. He passed
Amen.
Right on.
He yes,
protected
he did.
Them. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Even the cattle of the Egyptians firstborn were also smitten.
Amen.
Pharaoh, he called for Moses and Aaron. Thank you, Jesus. And when he called for them, he was ready to let them go.
Amen.
He told them to get out of Egypt.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But God time prepared the Israelites for them to do a sacrifice and to be ready to be girded up, to have their shoes on, because God knew that it was going to be a little time left when Pharaoh said, get out of Egypt. So they had to be ready to go in a moment at midnight. So they had everything prepared. They didn't even get a chance to prepare victuals, foods to eat. But God, he gave them favor with the Egyptians. The Egyptians began to just bless them and give them all the things that they needed.
Yes.
And they hurried up with haste, and they began
yes.
to get out of the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I want you to know that if you, situation, and you need deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am that I am wants you to know that he is your deliverance.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If you yes. don't have food on your table, thank
yes.
you, Jesus. He says that I am. Glory be.
Yes.
If you
Amen.
Don't have money to pay your bills, oh, glory be to God. That I am. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, whatever you need him to be,
yes.
that He is. Lord,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is the great I am.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God because he is everything to me. And he will be everything to you, whatever
yes.
you need him to be.
Yes.
If you need a Savior,
mm-hmm.
oh, glory be to God, that he is. Oh,
yes.
Savior.
Tonight, thank you, Jesus.
If you want to turn your life over to Jesus and accept him as your personal Savior,
yes.
I invite you. And ask the Lord to forgive you of all of your sins.
Amen.
If you've been crying out to God, and it seems like it's taken such a long time, like he's just not going to come, don't give up, but keep on crying out to him. Because
Amen.
I believe that right now, he has come down to deliver you out of your affliction.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. To loose you from all of your bondage.
Yes.
To break you all over again. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I believe God is blessing us right now.
Right now.
Time. If you would turn your heart and your mind toward the Lord. And in your heart, present to the Lord your petition, your
yes.
prayer request, whatever it is that you've been praying about, or whatever
mm-hmm.
you need God to do or to be for you.
Yes.
We're going to believe God and pray the prayer of faith, touching
Amen.
And agreeing on the same thing. And I believe God will grant it to each and every
yes.
one.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would take us to the throne of grace.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Thanking you for your word, O Lord.
Thanking
you, Lord, because you said, I am. And we believe you today, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I pray that you stretch out your mighty hand.
Right
I pray that you will touch the souls of men. Have mercy today, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Save to the utmost, O Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. And we know you have the power, Lord.
Yes,
thou
Lord.
Art great and thou art mighty.
You
are a strong deliverer. Touch right now, Lord. Touch somebody's mind, O Lord. Touch their heart, Jesus. Help them to break up the stony heart.
Help
them to give their mind to you. Help them to give their soul to you, Lord. Help them, Jesus, to give themselves to you, Lord. Help them to fall on your mercy. You're a merciful God, Lord. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch right now, Lord, while we are praying, Lord, while we are waiting, while we are looking to you, Lord. Have mercy today, Jesus. Save to the utmost, O Lord. Let somebody receive your word. Help them to believe you, Lord, as the scripture has said. Help them, Jesus. Help right now, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. I know you got the power, Lord. The power is in my hand, Lord. Jesus, touch in a mighty way, Lord. Jesus, we're waiting, Lord. Jesus, we need you right now. Require of you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Jesus, we're calling on you. You said we can call unto you, and you said you would hear. And you said, Lord Jesus, in your word, that you would hear. While we were yet calling,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, move, Lord Jesus,
move, Lord.
By thy spirit, Lord, help somebody to say, what must I do to be saved? Help them to run to you, Lord. Help them to turn to you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, because thou art
God is great deliverer. You can deliver from anything. You know all about it, Lord. You're it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. God, for that prayer. Just thank God for this radio broadcast. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank God because surely the Lord, he can hear us. He can see us. And over the time, I believe that the Lord, he was looking down on his people. Praise be to God. And one thing about it, he will not forget us. It may seem like he forgot us, but the Lord will not forget us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He remembers, forget. We just thank God for this radio broadcast. And I think that Evander's May's line somehow got disconnected. So we thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through her. Amen. And again, we just thank God for our dear sister Danita Hoogs being with us on this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord, favoring us with that beautiful selection and also giving a beautiful testimony, reading that scripture. Certainly uplifting and encouraging, empowering, letting us know that we have nothing to fear. Whom shall we fear? Knowing that the Lord is our strength. Amen. He's our salvation. He's everything to us. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord for this, for your prayers and for your support. Sister Danita, she is one of our branches down in Georgia, True Holiness Church of God. I don't know if I mentioned that in the beginning, where Pastor Mark Hoogs is the pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all the people of God. Thank God for all of you who are listening and for your great support. We ask you to continue to keep us in prayer, and we would also like you to know that you are certainly welcome to tune in anytime our broadcasts are on air. We are broadcasting every Friday at 7 p.m., and we are broadcasting every Sunday at 3:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number to listen, you can call 319-527-6763. That number is 319-527-7663. And you can dial in and you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you would like to reach out to us, you can reach out to us by email or by calling us. Our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Call to call us, leave a message for a prayer request, or leave someone's name to add to the prayer list. You may dial 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410-209-7503.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I could say of a truth that I'm truly enjoying the work of the Lord. I'm enjoying doing his work. And even with all the obstacles and adversities, the Lord is making me stronger. And I encourage you, continue to do the work of the Lord. Continue in prayer. And I could say of a truth that God will surely manifest himself. And so on this evening, this concludes our radio broadcast show. And we look forward to you joining us on our next broadcast. At this time, I believe that Ms. Anita is still on the line. I just want to say to you, thank you very much for your assistance and willingness to help us out.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Thank God for all things.